WCFW-FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Dance all night, play all day, don't let nothing get in your way. Dance all night, shake it up.
CFW, where we do long stretches of back-to-back music for you from the 80s, 90s, and more to make your workday go by just a little bit better. We really are your at-work radio station. So I'll tell you what, take the Mike McKay March Music Challenge. Every day this month at work, put us on at work and leave us on, and let me know at the end of the month if your workdays didn't go just a little bit better. I'll bet they will. Here's Blondie.
Call me.
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. 'Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy sh- no makeup on. That's my sugar.
Workday fly by with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW.
City. Want some good news for a change? Mike McKay's got you covered with your good news story of the day. Here's Mike.
Oh, it's a good one. This is out of Pennsylvania. A guy named Bruce Fair decided recently that he would donate to his town an automated external defibrillator, the life-saving device that they place in public areas to ensure, you know, quick access during emergencies. Bruce said he was inspired to make the donation because of a health scare that he dealt with a few years ago. Back in 2022, he suffered a heart attack and survived. And he said he hopes by doing this and donating this, this will give people in his community a better chance to survive. He said, as a matter of fact, after this one, he's ready to find more help in donating more of these defibrillators to have around the area. I think that is really, really fantastic.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say.
105.7 CFW. It's Mike McKay along with you. Bookmark our website, WCFW.FM, and check out all the stuff we have on there for you, including the 105.7 CFW big deals that could save you money. Yeah, check that out. We stream through our website. There's blogs on there. There's a news update. There's weather info. There's a lot waiting for you.
Make their workday fly by with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW.
Those days of warm rains come rushing back to me. Miles of wind and land.
1057 CLW. Never going to give you up. There goes Rick Astley. It's Mike along with you. Coming up in 7 minutes, 42% of Americans in a recent survey said this puts them in a bad mood. And, well, I don't want you to be in a bad mood. So I'm going to tell you what it is. Stay close. My thought was only 42%. Anyway, I'll tell you what it is in a bit. Stay close. Thank you.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
105.7 CMW, McKay in the morning along with you. I just saw a recent survey, 42% of Americans in a recent survey said just reading or watching the news puts them in a bad mood. No kidding. Is there ever, does anybody on the, especially the national news, do they, are they ever happy on there? David Muir on ABC, is that dude ever smile? He is always, everything is breaking news. Everything is just stop the world right now. It's, by the way, speaking of that, I don't know if you watch ABC National News with David Muir, but why does he spend 10 minutes at the beginning of the newscast telling us all the news that he's going to tell us about, and then he finally gets around to telling us the stories? Have you ever watched that? It's like 5 to 10 minutes with news, like, highlights, and then he finally, dude, just give us the news. Just rip the Band-Aid off. We know it's going to be bad news. Just give it to us.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning, and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you got to see. The biggest selection for miles around. Two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Looking to rent out farmland? Why not rent your land to Peck Farms for a year? You'll see why landowners enjoy partnering with Peck Farms year after year to improve soil health, fertility, and sustainability. To learn more, call or text Mark Peck, 715-894-7772, or email markpeck302@gmail.com. Partner with Peck Farms, because great farming starts with great partnerships.
If it's a day that ends in Y, VFW Post 305 on Star Avenue has great food and fun events. On Monday, it's the soup flight, while Tuesday is open mic night and homemade chimichangas and tacos. Wednesday brings acoustic music and wings, Thursday sliders and trivia, and Friday karaoke and, of course, a fish fry. Saturday features homemade pizza and live bands in the back hall, and Sunday has food service all day with oldies music. Check out Facebook or VFWPost305.com for more info. It's all happening on Star Avenue at VFW Post 305.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. With warmer temperatures sweeping across the state, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has ended the frozen road declaration for the entire state. The declaration allows trucks to carry heavier loads in the winter, as the frozen roads are more resilient to the damage caused by the increased weights. With those roads thawing out, however, they could again be susceptible to damage from heavier trucks. Local municipalities are responsible for deciding weight restrictions on their roads and can now start implementing those restrictions again. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to apply for the 2025 elk hunt. According to a press release, the application period for the hunt is open from March 1st until May 31st. Residents can purchase the elk license application online through the Go Wild license portal or in person through a licensed sales agent. When filling out the application, potential hunters will be asked to select the specific zone they're applying for. DNR officials say this year's elk hunt will include more opportunities in the Black River elk range. The city of Rice Lake is still seeking input from community members on the potential purchase of the National Guard Armory. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs offered to sell the site to the city, which is considering using it as a community center, senior center, or for affordable housing. According to a survey conducted by the Rice Lake Chronotype, none of the plans for the facility have become a clear frontrunner from the public. The city has not made an offer for the property yet, but was given the right of first refusal from the agency. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced approval for a project to replace the bridge carrying 50th Avenue over Wisconsin 29 in the town of Lafayette. According to a press release, Governor Evers signed an over $5 million contract with Haas Sun Inc. for the replacement project. Construction on the bridge is scheduled to begin on March 10th, and work on the intersection of 50th Avenue and County Highway J will begin on March 17th. Construction is scheduled to wrap up in September, and the area will remain mostly open to traffic. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Sunny this morning, a few more clouds this afternoon with a high right around 50 today. Rain tonight, rain tomorrow, some heavy rain tomorrow night with rain eventually mixing with and then changing to snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. And there will be some accumulation with wind and blowing snow. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
CFW.
1, 2, 3.
CFW, that's it for me, Mike McKay, stepping out. It was fun. I just love spending mornings with you. Hopefully we'll do it again tomorrow, okay? Laura McKenna in next. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather. Get out there and walk around in a little bit, okay? I'll see you tomorrow.
Woo! Darling, you got to let me know. Should I
stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, leave me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire.
Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
Traveling in a freighter combi. Trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast.